Happy Friday to you. It is February 22nd, and it's gonna be like a hodgepodge podcast. We're going through a little bit of everything in here. Yesterday, I was talking about marketing with some small business owners, with some franchise owners, and we're talking about podcasting. And I'm telling you guys, a part of what I did for this was I put together kind of the growth by total, well, it was the growth by total number of listens, no kind of to it. And basically the momentum that can be built by doing your through doing your own podcast over time is amazing. When I was putting statistics together for this, it took me about 4.5 months to get my first 1,100 listens. And by comparison, because this started back in January of 2018, you guys last week, I think it was 1,600 listens. So what took 4.5 months to start, you guys are just doing in a week, which is just mind blowing that, you keep coming back, you keep listening, and I appreciate it because without you listening, without you sharing, without your feedback, this podcast is just like me recording thoughts and that's it. So everything that you're doing to help grow this is it's amazing. I want you to start your own podcast. I believe that anybody that is documenting a story will have their own podcast within the next 2 years. It makes so much sense because you're able to put your thoughts out. People are able to hear your emotion, kind of they can hear kind of where you are in your headspace at the time, but they can do it on their own time. They can do it while they're at work. They can do it while they're driving. It's something that can be done passively. And that's not something that can be said about your blog or your YouTube channel. So the time and the technology is here now with this Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm and download it and start your own podcast. But it's just the technology is here for just it's time for the mass creation of podcasts. And the podcasts that you are going to see within the next couple of years are going to be a lot more day-to-day documentation, as if somebody is just keeping a diary, more so than what you're used to, which are these heavily produced, almost radio-sounding shows. There's always going to be a place for that. That's kind of what the neat thing is with really any type of content. I mean, there's always a place for stuff that has a lot of polish and production behind it, but we are now at a point where people can create these podcasts from their phone with really no production at all, and people will listen. Think about reality TV, okay? Before the early 2000s, everything that we watched was regular TV or going to the movies. And then reality TV came out and people were panning it, saying that, you know what, this isn't real, these aren't actors, this isn't entertaining. But I think what you find, the underlining, just kind of the underlining thing with all of this is we as human beings like to hear what other human beings are going through. Like, we have interest in hearing people's stories. We like to hear about the underdog. We like to hear about the victories. We like to root for people as they're going through struggles. And podcasting is just the latest way to do that. And for all of you content creators that are trying to jump on to the next thing and trying to build awareness and get people to notice your story, this is a place where there's not nearly as many people yet. So if you think about how many blogs there are out there, if you think about how many YouTube channels are out there, I think about how many Instagram accounts are out there. There's tons, but you can start your own podcast today and just start sharing your thoughts. And then what you do to grow it initially is you just go through all your personal connections on Facebook and you send them a message. Practice for a few weeks, get some episodes up, and then by that time, if you're using the Anchor app, then you'll be distributed on hopefully all of the major platforms. But then you can just ask people, where do you, hey, I started a podcast. I'd like for you to check it out. Would you mind doing that? I just need to know where you prefer listening to stuff. Do you prefer listening to stuff on iTunes or do you prefer Spotify? And we're still at kind of this weird time where if you tell people that know you in real life that you have a podcast, like, that's a big deal. That's like when somebody would say, I'm a YouTube, like, I put videos on the internet back in 2007, 2008. Yes, the critics and the traditional, media types are going to pan that and say that it's not legitimate content. But, people that know you in day-to-day life, they're going to be like, wow, that's really cool. Yeah, I'd love to check it out. So And it's and to kind of answer what the critics are going to say, this is real content. It's funny. What had to be polished and produced for the last 40, 50 years, where everything was pretty much done the same way, it's changing now. You guys know that. I mean, think of all the time that you're spending on your phone. Think of all the time you're spending on social media. Think of how you're connecting with people in much different ways than you ever did before. This is just the evolution of that. So start your podcast. That's one. And I guess while we're talking about the podcast, I would appreciate if you're not over there already, follow the account on Instagram. That's the @DarylPerryPodcast. And then there's also a Facebook page now. So if you can go to that, and if you're on Facebook, it's the same thing. It's @DarylPerryPodcast. And then if you've gotten value from any episode that you've heard from me, I would really appreciate it if you would rate and review. So on Facebook, that is liking the page and then going over to the recommendations and just write a recommendation. That would be amazing if you would do it. Again, if you're listening to this on an Apple product, which I know most of you are, if you would leave a rating and review there, that helps gain awareness for this as well. So that's what I wanted to touch on as far as podcasting. Start your podcast today. Let's see. With my own personal fitness process, as I'm getting ready for the 10K at the Flying Pig, things are I'm starting to really ramp up the intensity and the length of my workouts. I've not been able to get out and run yet. I'm kind of waiting for the weather to break for good. My whole intention on this is just to finish the race. I have a feeling once I get out and I start running again, like I'll be tracking my time, I'll know what my pace is, but realistically, like I'm cool with finishing it. And this whole thing for me, I do want to do the race because it's been a couple of years since I've done anything race-wise, but I'm super stoked about hanging out with everybody that's going to be coming out on Friday when we do our packet pickups and just getting to meet everybody. So if you have not signed up yet, please go ahead and do that. Just Google Flying Pig and then you'll see the events, and then you can you can just sign up from there. We've got a couple promo codes. We're trying to make Arash the superstar of ambassadors for them. So you put Arash10, Arash the number 10, Arash10, and is your promo code. Or because we've given Arash a lot of love, you can also give Amanda Valentine some love, and you can use the code Amanda10. That's Amanda10. So, but yeah, I'm super stoked. I'm ready to get this race here. I'm ready to meet everybody. I'm ready to crush the race. I'm ready to meet every to I just said that. I'm ready to meet everybody. I'm ready. Hopefully we're going to be doing some podcasts and doing some videos that weekend. So I think that's really going to be a good time. As far as your own fitness process as we get into Friday, again, guys, like if you're following the framework, you're setting your goals for the week on Sunday, you're executing Monday through Friday, and then you start thinking about the week that was and planning ahead for the week that is. You do that typically on Saturday into Sunday, and then on Sunday, you not only set your goals around the stuff that you can control, but you also prepare whatever it is you need. So if you're doing your meal prep, go ahead and do that. If you got to lay your gym clothes out for the week, go ahead and do that. If you want to get into the rhythm of putting the gym bag in your car so you go to the gym, go ahead and do that. And if you're not familiar with how to set those goals, go to yourlevelfitness.com/framework, and you'll see exactly how to do it. There's a short read over there, along with a graphic that you can use as a quick reminder. Let's see. My gosh, what else can we talk about? What else can we talk about? We talked about you starting your podcast. That has to happen, by the way. You have to start a podcast today. Your fitness process, my race process, getting you signed up, getting you here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. One thing I will tell you, and as you're going through the fitness process, through your weight loss journey, I want you to take a step back and realize these times where you think you're struggling, where you have these off days, these off weeks, or maybe something's going on at work or going on at home that knocks you out of your routine for a few weeks, or shoot, I mean, even over a month. you got to step back and look at this as, okay, it's not just a year that I'm trying to lose weight or a couple months that I'm trying to lose weight, but this whole thing is the rest of your life. So if you started dieting when you were, I don't know, let's say you started when you were 22, okay, and you're 30 now. So if you were doing the whole dieting trial or jumping from program to program, trial and error stuff, from the ages of 22 to 30, that was where you were just kind of getting your initial experience. Now you're like, okay, I'm going to focus on the stuff that's within my control. I'm going to set goals around that. I'm going to execute and I'm going to track my progress. So then you start working through this, that this is the next chapter. This is where you're really laying the foundation. Okay. So the weight that you're wanting to lose, that's going to come off, but this is just one small part in the bigger process, because what's going to happen after however, you know, it might take 2 or 3 years, but that's fine. Because I mean, again, if we're using our 30-year-old example, by the time this person is 33 years old, they've developed a healthy relationship with food, a healthy habit of exercise. They enjoy what they're doing. Now, that's not saying that all that all or nothing nonsense that they heard between the ages of 22 and 30 is going to go away. It's not. It's always going to be part of what they're thinking about, but they have that alternate thought process of, you know what, this is what I'm doing well, this is how hard I'm working, this is how I'm progressing over time. And then that's setting them up for the rest of their life. So if we're saying that it's going to take 3 years, but this person ends up living to be 90, then they've traded 3 years for the next 60. And don't be surprised, guys, that by the time we make it to the age of like 85, 90, if we're still, you know, super active and out doing things. I know there's folks that are like that now, but don't be surprised. That might be more of like might be more so the norm when we get to that age group. Who knows? We'll see. But you'll know that if you listen to my podcast episode from February 22nd, 2019, that I predicted it. There you go. But I think the underlining thing there is, anytime you're frustrated with your fitness process, with any particular part of it, step back and look at the big picture. Look at the big picture of your life. Think of your life as the book, okay? I don't know how many chapters we're going to have. I would say look at each decade as a chapter. Because again, the more time you allocate to something, the more truer the results are going to be. So, you know, that's like, think about your life. If you look at the last year, the last couple years, that's not going to tell the whole story. But if you look at the last decade, that's going to tell more of a story. If you look at 2 or 3 decades at a time, that's going to tell more of an underlining story. So whenever you're frustrated about what's going on in the moment, step back and think about the big picture. Now, it's interesting when I say that, because it sounds like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. And yeah, depending on context, you know, you can contradict yourself pretty easily. So you always want to look at the big picture. But when you're focusing on the stuff that you're setting goals around, you do want to look at what's right in front of you and what you can control. Because if you do that stuff over time, then when you step back and look at things big picture, it's all going to make sense. You're going to get a better sense of what's going on. So I think I'll leave you with that. So I want your general thoughts on this whole hodgepodge type episode. What are some other things that you would like to hear in these types of episodes? And just let me know. You can either DM me on Instagram, that's at yourlevelfitness, or you can email me, that is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.